Praise the Lord. Message 103. The title of the message, Taking the Right Decision, Part 2. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your precious word that you always send to us to help us in our life and living unto you. Lord, we do pray that this message will give us teaching and instruction to live a holy life and to take a lesson that you will apply in our life. I pray for a clear lesson and that you will speak in a special way to each and every one of us. Lord, anoint my lips and let the message clear, put verses and statement so that your people will heed your instruction to them. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We'll open our Bible to Proverbs chapter 24 and let us read verse 6. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 6. See here. For waging war, you need guidance, and for victory, many advisors. To make war, to take certain step and decision, or task to do, or challenge, is a war, and we need guidance. Guidance from the Word of God, from the Holy Spirit, prayer, help, counsel, and advice is needed for guidance and for victory. Many advisors. You need to take advices. Advice from the Word, from the voice of the Holy Spirit, from the church, from the council of the church. This is important in taking important decision for Christ. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 14 say here, for lack of guidance a nation falls, but many advisors make victory sure. So what we learn from here, certain time we need to take a multiple advice step by step. Now you do this, finish this, we will go to the next step. Finish this step, we will go to another step. Step by step, and for every obstacles, for every part of the mission work, the task that you need to do, there is an advice needed. You need to take our journey with Christ as long until He will come and take us to heaven. Every day we need to take a certain step or decision for Him, and we need an advice. That we say, as you say here, but many advisors make victory sure. We need to have a sure victory in the Lord, and here we need to take advice. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. There are certain plans fail, not because it is not God's will. It is God's will. But there was no one to give advice, or you did not go to the people who can give you the right advice. So here, first question is, is it God's will or no? Second question, how we can proceed with this plan of God? What are the steps that we need to take? When I speak step, it means advice. Every step it needs advice. Now you do this. Now you do that. After you finish this, then you come to this step. Finish this step, and then the next step you will do. there's an event had happened in the life of King David. We will study it and we will read it, then we will understand the importance of taking advice. First Chronicles chapter 13. I'll read it from verse 1. We will read the whole chapter. David conferred with each of his officers, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds. He took advice from his leaders, his officers, commanders of thousands and hundreds. Verse 2, he then said to the whole assembly of Israel, then to the whole church, he said, if it seems good to you, and if it is the will of the Lord your God, our God, let us send word far and wide to the rest of our brothers throughout the territories of Israel, and also to the priests and Levites who are with them in their towns and pasture lands, to come and join us. Verse 3, let us bring the ark of our God back to us, for we did not inquire of it during the reign of Saul. So what is here the question of David? Whether it is God's will to bring the ark of God. He asked his leaders, then the whole Israel asked, then he said, we will send word to all our brothers throughout the territory of Israel, and also the priests and the Levites. They should know about it and give us their input. Verse 4, the whole assembly agreed to do this because it seemed right to all the people. So the question of David was answered. If it is God's will to bring the ark of God to us, we need to inquire. So the whole Israelite, they agree it is God's will. Verse 5, so David assembled all the Israelites from the Shihor River in Egypt to Lebo Hamath to bring the Ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. David and all the Israelites with him went to Baala of Judah, Kiriath Jearim, to bring up from there the Ark of God the Lord, who is enthroned between the cherubim, the Ark that is called by the name. So all of them, they went to do it. And that's very beautiful things. What we decide, it have to be all of us agree, and so beautiful. And all of us will do it together with God's approval. Verse 7, they moved the ark of God from Abinadab's house on a new cart with Uzzah and Ahio guiding it. David and all the Israelites were celebrating with all their might before God. God was there with them. God was so happy also. They were celebrating with songs and with harps, lyres, tambourines, cymbals and trumpets. Music, tambourine ministry, dancing, all the instruments are there. The whole church celebrating, and the Lord was there also. When they came to the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah reached out his hand to steady the ark because the oxen stumbled. The Lord's anger burned against Uzzah and he struck him down because he had put his hand on the ark. So he died there before the Lord. Now, during the middle of the celebration, with God's approval to move the ark, God struck down one of them, Uzzah, and he died on the spot. Why? It mentioned here, he should not touch the Ark of God. But the Ark of God was falling. Why God struck Uzzah? Your answer will be, because God said, no one should touch the ark of the Lord. Some they explain it that God struck Uzzah because he wanted to do it by the flesh. Yeah, that is part of the answer, but we need to explore more. Why God struck down Uzzah? Was God angry with the Israelites at that day? Yes. Why he was angry? Because Uzzah touched the ark? Yes, but before Uzzah touched the ark, God was angry with them. But he did not punish them on the spot. But when Uzzah touched the ark, God burned out. God poured out his anger on them. Verse 11, then David was angry because the Lord's wrath had broken out against Uzzah, and to this day that place is called Perez Uzzah. The word Perez, it means break out or outbreak. God disciplined not only Uzzah, the whole church that day. Verse 12, David was afraid of God that day and asked, how can I ever bring the ark of God to me? After what had happened, David was so afraid. Now he knows who God is. They were dancing and celebrating. They thought that God was happy with them, but God was angry. David was so afraid, he was trembling. And David put forward the second question. What the question that he put? How can I ever bring the ark of God to me? The first question of David is this: if it seem good to you, and if it is the will of the Lord our God, let us send word far and wide to the rest of our brothers throughout the territories of Israel, and also to the priests and Levites who are with them in their towns and pasture land, to come and join us. Let us bring the ark of our God back to us. The first question, if it is good to you, and if it is the will of the Lord our God, let us bring the ark of our God back to us. That's the first question. But they did not ask the second question. How can I ever bring the ark of God to me? David did not ask, and the people of God did not ask, how can we ever bring the ark of God to us? There is a method. There is a way to bring it. The first question, is this God's will? Yes, it is God's will that God will be brought near to them. It is God's will? Yes, it is God's will. But how they should do it? That they did not inquire of the Lord. They did not ask God how to do it. So for every plan to succeed, there is an advice. Plans fail because lack of right counsel, right advice. Verse 13, he did not take the ark to be with him in the city of David. Instead, he took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. Verse 14, the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house for 3 months, and the Lord blessed his household and everything he had. The Lord blessed that house who keep the ark of God. When you keep the Lord in your life, when you live in holiness, the Lord will bless you. The Lord will reward you. The Lord will bless your family. The Lord will bless your whole household. Because the Lord is with you. The question here, David that asks, how I can How can I ever bring the Ark of God to me? Until now, we don't know really why really God was so angry with the Israelites and he struck down Uzzah. Yes, God say, you should not touch the Ark of God. Yeah, but this man with a good intention, he do it, he want to help. He's a good man. He's a Levite. Why the Lord did that? Let us read chapter 15, First Chronicle chapter 15. After David had constructed buildings for himself in the city of David, he prepared a place for the Ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Prepare a place, he prepared a tent. Then David, verse 2, said, no one but the Levites may carry the Ark of God, because the Lord chose him to carry the Ark of the Lord and to minister before him forever. What he say here? What is his decision after that discipline? After that outbreak? After this problem? Which time you will behave when you fall into trouble, when God discipline you? When God's outbreak in your life, you will be disciplined. You start to fear God. How we know that David started to fear God? He said, no one but the Levites. In chapter 13, he did not ask the Levites first. He did not ask the advice from the priests. He asked his leaders and the public, the common people. But now he said, no one but the Levites may carry the Ark of God. He said, only the Levite will carry. But the first time, who carried the Ark? No one had carried it. They put it on a cart and they let an ox to pull it. You see here the shortcoming of the Israelites. The way how to do the ministry was wrong. Why they did like this? We will see. We will see. Let us read. Now, we will read verse 2. Then David said, the first decision of David after he was disciplined, no one but the Levites may carry the Ark of God, because the Lord chosen them to carry the Ark of the Lord and to minister before him forever. That is God's will and God's decision. You are bringing people here and there to do the ministry with you, David? It cannot be. They are right people. Those only committed, those who fear God, those who follow God, they are the one whom we allow to do the ministry. Those in sin, those who does not like to commit themselves, those who are not willing to live in holiness, they should not carry the ark. The Lord died for us. He was hung on the cross. We are now, we have to live our life unto him. We have to carry the cross and follow him. The first decision of David is correct. Only the Levite will carry. Verse 3, David assembled all Israel in Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Lord to the place he had prepared for it. He called all the people, but only the Levite will carry. He called together the descendants of Aaron and the Levites. Now here, from verse 4 to verse 12, they speak about the Levites, the descendants of Aaron. In chapter 13, there is no mention about them. Just Levites and the priests. We'll let them know and come. But now, he knows that they should be the first to do the ministry, not the common people. After disciplining David, after what had happened, after Perez Uzzah, David to start to walk with fear and trembling before the Lord. Christian, we don't need only to pass through the
narrow gate and the narrow road, but on the tip of our feet, on the tip of our toes. Fearing of God is very important in doing the ministry. Verse 4, he called together the descendant of Aaron and the Levites from the descendant of Kohath, Uriel, the leader, and 100 relatives. From the descendant of Merari, Asaiah, the leader, and 220 relatives. From the descendants of Gershon, Joel, the leader, and 130 relatives. From the descendants of Elizaphan, Shemiah, the leader, and 200 relatives. From the descendant of Hebron, Eliel, the leader, and 80 relatives. From the descendant of Uzziel, Aminadab, the leader, and 112 relatives. Then David summoned Zadok and Abiathar the priest, and Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab the Levites. So here, name by name, one by one, specifically now, he is giving the ministry how to do the ministry, how to do it. Because God disciplined him, he started to fear God. Before was careless. Before God disciplined you, are careless. But now we are very careful how to walk with God. Verse 12, he said to them, you are the heads of the Levitical families. You and your fellow Levites are to consecrate yourselves. You have to clean yourself and bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place I have prepared for it. So what he told them, after he collected the Levites, consecrate yourself. Clean yourself. When the worker in sin, God will break out, will have an outbreak against the church. When those who do the ministry not committed to him and they are in sin, there will be outbreak against the church. He said, cleanse yourself. No watching TV, no friends, no going with a woman, no drink, no masturbation, no speaking filthy language, no jokes, no listening worldly music. This all that will disqualify you before the Lord from doing any ministry, and will bring a trouble on you and on the church. That's why I'm very fearful not to allow people who are not committed to God to do the ministry, because I don't want what had happened to David to happen to the church and to me. Perez Uzzah was a turning point in the life of David, and every discipline God allows in your life, in the life of the church, is a turning point for us to follow God wholeheartedly. In verse 13, it was because you, the Levites, did not bring it up the first time that the Lord our God broke out in anger against us. Now he knows it is not against Uzzah, but against the whole Israelites. God was angry. We did not inquire of him about how to do it in the prescribed way. They did not do it in the prescribed way. They did it in a worldly way. They do the ministry in a worldly way. Instead of they carry it, they put it on a cart and ask a ox to carry the ark. Because they are now, they are bosses. They are now busy with other things. They cannot carry the ark. They have other responsibilities. Now here the Christian, the workers, they don't do the work of God, they do other things. So the priests and the Levites, verse 14, consecrated themselves in order to bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. And the Levites carried the ark of God with the poles on their shoulders, as Moses had commanded in accordance with the word of the Lord. Now the question here. We know that why God was angry. Why God was angry? Not only because Uzzah touched the ark, but because they put the ark not on their shoulders. They put it on a cart because they are lazy, they are negligent. They don't like to do the work of God faithfully as in the prescribed way.
How it came to their mind to put it on a card first? Because lack of reading the Bible, they forget the prescribed way, and that's here. When you not read the Bible daily, you will forget the prescribed way of living in holiness for the Lord. Why you don't read the Bible? Because you have a lot of things. You are busy with the friends, busy with TV, busy in the Facebook, busy in the computer, busy with your mobile, busy with a lot of commitment. That's why you forget to read the Word of God. So when you don't read the Word of God, you will forget the prescribed way. Instead, you live your life and do the ministry in a wrong way. How it came to their mind to put it on a cart? Simply because they watched the other people around them, how they worship their God. They worship their God by carrying it on a cart. So they imitate the nation around them. And that's why. When you watch TV, when you go with your friends, when you embrace worldly things and choose people, worldly people, to be close friends, you are indirectly copying their lifestyle and copying their ways of living. And sure, yourself will become corrupted and you start to adopt wrong ways that God is not happy and pleased with, and that will ignite and invite God's wrath and God's outbreak of anger in your life. Worldliness, being away from reading the Bible, meditating on the Word of God, step by step will divert your attention and your mind in a worldly style of living and wrong method of achieving the things of God. And that will invite the troubles into your life. In 1 Chronicles chapter 13, we read that when they were bringing the Ark of God, they were dancing and singing before the Lord. Now, in the Pentecostal realm, there is more Holy Spirit work, but there is no depth in the Word of God. You'll find the church speaking in tongues, prophesying, hallelujah, shouting. I'm not saying that's not good. But if there's no depth in the Word of God, you will find yourself doing things like when David wanted to bring the Ark of the Lord. He has zeal without knowledge. Paul say in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 19, what he say, what he spoke to the church of Corinth, they speak in tongue, but no depth in the Word of God, no obedience, worldly lifestyle, but when they come to the church meeting, they speak in tongue. I don't think that the Holy Spirit is working in them. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 19, Paul say, but in the church I would rather speak 5 intelligible words to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. We should be led by the Holy Spirit, instructed by the Word of God. When the first time they brought the Ark of God, if somebody would stop them and tell, please, your celebration is very good. Psalm and hymn and spiritual songs are correct. Speaking in tongues is correct. Dancing is correct. Using instrument is correct. But you forget the Word of God. You forget what God says in His Word. 1, 2, 3, 4. No one told the assembly you should carry it on your shoulder, not to put it on a cart. That is not the word of God. We should be instructed with the word of the Lord. In Matthew chapter 7, we need to be instructed with the word of God, and we should put it into practice. Maybe some of the assembly at the time of David, they know the word of God, but I don't think there's a problem if you'll carry it on cart. No, there's a problem. It's not a problem for you, it's a problem for God. God has his own law, his own word. He does not want you to change and do your own deal. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. God wants us to hear and to put into practice, not to do our own will and our own understanding. God does not want these things. Maybe at the time of David, some the Levites, they know, or the priests, but they were ashamed to tell David what is wrong. It is not like that. Maybe he will be offended. But better than people get offended, get upset, but not God out to break in our life, in our life and ministry and church. We need to be very careful with the Lord, how to apply the word of God. Why they carry it? Why they did not carry it? They put it on a cart, an ox. Laziness. Complacency in doing the ministry and the service of the Lord. So burdened serving God nowadays. But that comfort zone in the life of the Levites, the priest, comfort zone, not reading the word of God, not abiding with the instruction, not taking the ministry and the burden of the ministry. We have so much, we are so tired, we don't have time, we have other responsibility. That will bring more trouble into your life. We need God in our midst. How to bring the ark of God to me? We are the ark of God. We are the church. How to invite the Holy Spirit to fill me? Read the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Be with the right people, the priests and Levites, workers. Don't go with the common people and learn from them wrong things. And because when you go with them, you are indirectly going to imitate them. You will start to copy their lifestyle. And sure, you will do wrong things. And sure, God's wrath and outbreak will be in your life. Be diligent to be with the word of God, to meditate on the word of God. Be diligent to be with the church of God, with the people of God, with the real committed workers who serve the Lord wholeheartedly. Then you will be safe. And you will find the Holy Spirit. You will find God in your midst, refreshing you with joy and gladness. Don't wait for God to discipline you so that you will give up your wrong ways of life. God wants to prosper you. You need to give up the wrong things. God want you to be with the right company so you will take the right decision and take right step. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 13, the same story. When the second time they carry the ark of the Lord on their shoulders,
It say here in verse 13, when those who were carrying the ark of the Lord had taken 60 steps, he, David, sacrificed a bull and a fattened calf. When the Lord helped the Levites to carry the ark, in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 26, because God had helped the Levites who were carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord, 7 bulls and 7 rams were sacrificed. Who helped them to carry the ark here? God Himself. Not other things in the world. God wants us to rely on Him, not on cart, on a worldly way, and worldly people. God wants us to fear Him. When God helped them, when God showed them that that is His will, His ark should be carried by the workers, by the Levites. Why they sacrifice? Not only thanksgiving, but because they get God's approval on the way that they serve God and live their life unto Him. Out of joy, they sacrifice to the Lord. I pray that this message had impacted you with the fear of the Lord. Read again, go again to 1 Chronicles chapter 13 and 15. Listen to the message. And I believe that God will speak more to your heart. Perez Uzzah was a painful moment, but it was a turning point in the life of David and the life of the church. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You and we praise You for Your goodness of who You are in our life. Oh God, I pray that Your message will be a timely advice to Your people, to be a warning, a correction, and a counsel and advice to do things in the right way, according to the prescribed method that we can read and study in Your word. Oh God, I pray for everyone who heeds the message, give a blessing. And I pray that even if You allow an incident like Perez Uzzah in the life of Your people, You have a purpose. I pray for a teachable spirit that Your people, Your church will learn from their shortcoming and abide with Your will and word. We thank You and we praise You. Oh God, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let Your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen and amen.